Tainus on Tainus Esther is a unique type of a Tainus. The Rabbi Natam learns the Pshat on the first daf in Megillah, but the Gemara talks about the possibility of reading the Megillah on Erev Purim, on Yud Gimel. The Rabbi Natam learns that there's Ma'am Mikdash that used to fast Tainus Esther. He says, Ma'am Kehillah Lakol, that everybody gets together and they're all fasting. Other Tanaisim you didn't have, you don't fast on Tisha B'Av, but Ma'am Mikdash, you didn't fast on the rest of the Talmud and Asar of the Tevet, those are tiniest of Avelis. So you only have Avelis after the Churban Abayis. Churban Abayis is nothing to be misabel about. But Tainus Esther apparently was a tiny Shul Simcha that even fasted did not Amigdash.
That's why Shlomo Levilna has a funny Heore in his Sefer Binyan Shlomo. He has a tiny against the Minik Olam. How come everybody says Nizma Lestoida? And Tainus Esther, so he has never come across in any Achrem that you should delete the Nizma L'Soida. We have a klal that whenever the day is such that one would not be permitted to bring a Korban Toida, then you don't say Nizma L'Soida, like on Shabbosim or Yomim Tovim, you're not permitted to bring a Korban Toida. Because it's a Malacha, Yishechting on Chalamot Pesach, Chalamot Sukkis, you can bring a Korban Toida. Chalamot Pesach, not because the Korban Toida has some of the Matzah Achomet, so you're not permitted to bring it. Or on Erev Pesach, or an Erev Yom Kippur that you might in this man of Achilo, and the din is emivim kach mil beis apsul, you're not permitted to bring a korban at a time that you wouldn't be able to eat it to the full length of time. So since an Erev Pesach and an Erev Yom Kippur you're not permitted to bring a korban toido in the beis hamikdash, man shabit hamikdash shayikam, so we don't say nizma v'soida today. So he has this kasha that according to the Rabbi Natam, the Gemara says on the first daf in the second daf it says in Megillah that the Easter fast is man hamikdash. So why don't we delete Nizma L'Soida today? So he comes up with the answer. He says, well, Bizman Bayis Rishon. They didn't say. So he says, well, Bizman Bayis Shein, because the Nes Purim was during the 7 years of Golas Bavel. So he says, it must be that since in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have any time to fast. So that's why we say Nizma L'Soida, because it's a day on which he could have brought a carbon title, Bizman Bayis Rishon. It doesn't necessarily depend upon Bayis Shein. As long as in any Beis HaMikdash, they would have been able to bring a Korban Torah, so we can say. The Mishnah Berurah has a Churma in Hilchos Tisha B'Av that he quotes in the name of Achronim. Pashto says they didn't. Because Tami Gedalia is a fast because of the Churban Abayit. So if it's not a Churban, you have Avelis, and if it's not Abayit, you have a Simcha then. You don't have Avelis. Yeah. Come tell nobody eats. Yeah, come tell nobody eats. Right. The question is, what about a carbon chatos? That's what he has, a long tshuva. He has these funny ideas that when you say the carbon is in the morning, so it says in Aruch Chaim that a person is chayv chatos should say Yirat Mufanecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept my reading of the parshas chatos, kilo hikrapti chatos. So are you allowed to say that? We don't say that bechlo. Most people don't say that bechlo. So those people who do say that, are they allowed to say that on Erev Purim? That's the shayla. Are they allowed to say that on Erev on Tainus Esther because no one can eat the Korban Chatos? So he has this whole pilpul that you can't say because the one by his Rishon used to bring it. So his brother, Rabbi Tzal Vilna, sent him a letter that his two tshuvas were say to each other. That he has another tshuva which we once discussed, that a kohen should not be the Baal Kriya for Parsha Zohar. Because you're not allowed to draft Kohanim into the army because there are going to be dead bodies all over, either dead bodies from the enemy or dead bodies from your side or from their side. There are going to be dead bodies, and Kohanim are not permitted to be Mitam of the Meister. In fact, years ago, Rabbi Nathan Adler, the chief rabbi of the British Commonwealth, had to give a tshuva to the government, had to pass him aloha whether they were allowed to draft soldiers or not, whether they allowed to draft Kohanim into the army, because the Kohanim didn't want to go to the army. So the Tainan is against the Jewish religion, against the religion to draft Kohanim. So he had to write a tshuva for the government that it's not against the religion, that you may draft Kohanim into the army. So let him be careful not to be Mitam al-Mei. So Rabbi Shlomo Levilna writes in his tshuva sefer Binyan Shlomo, he thinks that you're not allowed to draft. He's mechulek with the chief rabbi of the British Commonwealth. He holds that you're not allowed to draft Kohanim into the army because they're not allowed to be Mitam al-Mei. And he says that since the Rishonim all say that women are potter from Parsha Zohar because they're potter from Milchama against Amalek, and the Rishonim all hold that the Kriyas Parsha Zohar, Sechiras Amalek is interrelated with Mechiyas Amalek, so since the women are part of Mechiyah, the part of Zechira, the Achrenim came up with this sign for that maybe women are Mechiyas in Parsha Zohar. But in the Rishonim, all the Rishonim who discussed it, I think there are three Rishonim, Mechinach and another two, they all say the same thing, that women are part of Parsha Zohar because they're part of Mechiyas Amalek. So if Rav Shlomo Levilna says, if you should say that Kohanim are not drafted into the armies of the Pater from Mechiyas HaMolek, so they too will be Pater from Parshas Zohar. The Kol HaFatam HaNadovar, and Emoti Yisrami Yidei Chayvosim, so the Kohen cannot be the Balkari. Here in Yeshiva, the Kohen was a Balkari on Shana. What if I come? So the Shlomo Levilna says you can't have a Kohen as the Balkari on Shabbos or Parshas Zohar, because he's not Mechiyiv in Parshas Zohar, so he can't be Emoti Yisrami Yidei Chayvosim. That's his Ein Sof. So then he writes that his brother, who was older, Rabbi Tzal Dillman, told him that that's ridiculous, that he should leave that out of the sefer, that it doesn't make any sense at all. So he left it out, but he just has it in the Mafeah. And table of contents, he writes the contents of every tshuva, so he writes what he was going to write, and then he wrote what his brother told him, that it's utterly ridiculous, and the sefer he left it out. So the brother tied it to him that these two chidushim that he has are soiser each other. He has one chidush that you shouldn't say, Yiratim Afanach HaKilu HiKrapti Chatos. Akidu he crafted Osham on Taina Sester, because he can't bring a Chatas and an Osham on Taina Sester. So he says, why not? Who eats the Chatas and the Osham? The Kohanim eat it. So if you tell me that Kohanim are not Mukhiyev and Mukhiyev Samolik, so you tell me they weren't fighting. They weren't fighting in the war against Haman and all of his chavers. That they weren't fighting, so the Kohanim are not Mukhiyev. So the whole thing is so wild. The Kohanim are not Mukhiyev, the first Taina Sester. So the Mela, the Kohanim may eat. So there's nothing wrong with bringing a Chatas and an Osham. Well, if I was just as wild as what he said, no? That's his Ein Sof. The whole thing is wild. Of course not. Of course they're not potter. Kohanim are not potter. Kohanim are drafted. That's what we learned in Gemara and Kiddushin. The Gemara discusses whether Kohanim is mutter to be a fast fire or not. So obviously, fast fire is only mutter for a soldier. So the Gemara doesn't say if the Kohanim happened to be in the army, if they ran out of other soldiers. The Pesach Pshat is that you do draft Kohanim in the army. Otherwise, how does the Gemara discuss the Kohanim being mutter to be a fast fire? Pesach Pshat is Kohanim are in the army, and even people who are not in the army still have to fast. And Tanya says, well, the whole discussion is that it's not correct. The Mishnah Berurah has a chumran, Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that Rav Soloveitchik always used to say over. That he used to say, you're not allowed to go to the movies on all the Tanya's. On Tisha B'Av, and so in Bidali, and Asar Abitavis, and Shavasa B'Tamuz, you're not allowed to go to the movies. And even the night before, he said, even the night before Tom Gedalia, or even the night before Shavasa B'Tamuz, or the night before Asar HaBetevis, when nobody's fasting anyway. So the Rav gave a whole yahrzeit to Rashi years ago that the Tanis really begins from the night before, just that you have a heter achila balayla. So haraya that the Gemara says in Tanis that you say aneinu by ma'ariv. Medina the Gemara you say aneinu by ma'ariv and by shachris by mincha. And the Rosh Tosis and the Rosh quote that we have a minig that we're afraid that we may eat by mistake. We may forget to eat. We may forget and break the Tanis, so that's why we don't say aneinu until mincha. But Medina the Gemara you say aneinu even a ma'ariv. So what do you say aneinu a ma'ariv if it's not the yom ha'tanis? And then furthermore, the Gemara says that if a person wants to sleep the night of the Tonus and he wakes up, he's not permitted to eat. Unless he made a Tanai in advance, that he plans to eat after he wakes up, then he's allowed to eat as long as it's before the day began. So why is he forbidden to eat just because he went to sleep? If the din is that the Tonus only begins in the daytime. So the Ramban, quoted by the Magen Avraham and quoted at length by the Bir Agro, Ramban writes in the Sefer Torah Sa'adam that Mi'ikar Adin, all of these Tanais in the name of Midirei Kabbalah, because the Navi says, the Navi, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, they asked the Navi whether they should continue to fast. I asked the Chodesh HaChamishi Hinazir, should I continue to observe Avelis during Chodesh Av, like I always used to? Should they yes, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, should they continue to fast on Tisha B'Av? So the Navi gave the unclear psak. He said they should fast and they shouldn't fast, and he said do whatever you want. The Gemara interprets what the Pshat and the Nevuah was. So the Ramban explains that this man that there's no Beis HaMikdash and you live in a country where there's religious persecution against the Jews and you mechuyev to fast midibre kabbalah, mitzivui hanavi, then it's a full-fledged tanis just like Tisha B'Av. That's number one, leila kiyomo. Number two, you have to observe all the chamishinu. This man hazeh, the Gemara says, that midina novi midibre kabbalah, it's really rotten mitzanim, rotten mitzanim. It's really optional because although we don't have any Beis HaMikdash, so we live in a free country where there's no religious persecution against the Jews. But the Gemara says, Medina Novi, it's Ratzu Emisanim. Just the Bahad is quoted as saying, Farshav Yu Alay Choyva. So we have only accepted as a Choyva only by Yom, and only Lagabi Achilashti and not Lagabi Shari Nui. But really, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalom, if a person is a Baal Nefesh, he should be Machma Al Atmo to observe all the Chomishi Nui, and to observe also that Leilu Ki Yomo. Unless the Makam Mitzvah, he says, let's say his wife, the man's wife went to the mikveh, so there's a din of oinah, there's a chiyah of oinah, So if she went to the mikveh the night of Asara B'Tevis, or the night of Shavasa B'Tama, so since the Ikar HaDin is really Mutzah B'Tashmin, so he should be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sona. But otherwise, it should be Nizan Allah Chamish Inuyim Laila Bayom, Laila Kiyom. So the Magen Avraham says, also based on the same Ramban, that that's probably the reason why the Gemara says that if a person went to sleep on the Laila Tonis, he's not permitted to eat later on. If he wakes up in the middle of the night, he's not permitted to eat, because the Tonis really should have begun at the beginning of the night. The only thing is that Bizman Hazeh, it's no longer the Rikab Rola. It's only Krashav Yualai Chayba, it's only a minig that Klal Yisrael has adopted to fast. So the minig only is to fast in the daytime. So the minig means after you go to sleep, so you misalik yourself from fasting. But if let's say you're masna before you go to sleep, that you plan to eat after you wake up, so then you may eat. And if you weren't masna, then you're not allowed to eat, because really the tonis really should have begun from the beginning of the night. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that this heter achila, that you're allowed to eat before you go to sleep, or if you made it tonight, you're permitted to eat even after you wake up in the middle of the night. That's only legabi achila shtiyah. But legabi, let's say, other forms of entertainment, like going to the movies, so he thought that that should remain asa. There's no reason why it should be mutter. Why should Klal Yisrael be mekel on that? Achila shtiyah, to fast all day is hard. The b'zav chamish inuyim is burdensome. So we were only mekabel, isa achila shtiyah, only by yom. But against going to the movies, or watching television, other forms of entertainment, he didn't see that that's such a big shasatcha. He thought that that should be awesome in Tzadikir Adin all day and all night. So the shayla is, what about Antainas Esther? Well, the marshal, the Mishnah Brura, quotes from the Achrayim regarding a haircut, that it's not proper to take a haircut on Asara B'Tevis and on some Gedalia, because it's a Yom Avelis. And a Yom Avelis, he should observe Chodesh Avelis like Yid Beis Chodesh. The slightest form of Avelis that we have is Yid Beis Chodesh, so it's also to have to start. So the shayla is, what about on Tainus Esther? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that all of this doesn't apply to Tainus Esther. Because Tainus Esther is not a Tainus Shel Avelis, it's a Tainus Shel Simcha. Because the Rishonim are bothered with Akasha, how are you permitted to fast Tainus Esther the day before Purim? The Megillas Tainus has a din sometimes that Nisneihim Le'achweim is also Nidyam and Tevim, that the Chachamim instituted Bizman Ba'isheni, based on the Chanukah Samigdash and so on, the improving of the Avodah, the improving of the structure of the Samigdash, the improving of the Kuna Gedolah, and the improvements in the Sanhedrin Gedolah and so on, all the things that have to do with improving the Samigdash. So these Yamim Tevim, which are listed up in the Megillah Tainus, so sometimes the Brisa says that Lifnei Menachrein is also forbidden to have Hesed V'Tainus. So the Balamor and others are bothered with Akasha, how can we fast Tainus Esther? That's Lifnei Menachrein, the day before Purim, you're not allowed to fast. So some Rishonim say it's only Bizman Hazeh that you're allowed to fast, because Bizman Hazeh really buckled the Megillah Tainus. Megillah Tainus, regarding all the other Yamim Tevim, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Rosh Hashanah that is buckled on Daf Yitzchess. The two exceptions to the rule of Chanukah and Purim, so even Chanukah and Purim is also Dota Lagabi Lifnei Melachrim. And other Rishonim disagree, and they say no, that even Lagabi Chanukah and Purim, the din of Lifnei Melachrim should apply. Two opinions and tastes. Tosfos and Menachos has 2 days on that. Whether Lifnei Melachrim or Chanukah and Purim is also a Mutah. So we pass from the Shulchan Aruch that it's Mutah. But according to those who hold that it's also, so they're bothered with Akasha. How do you have Tainus Esther? Tainus Esther is right in front of our eyes. And you fast right the day before Purim. So how can anybody say that Lifnei Melachrayim is also on Purim? So the Balo Eshkol, the Ravid Balo Eshkol writes, that was the Rebbe of the Balamor and the Ravid. Ravid and Balamor learned the Harusa by the Balo Eshkol. So the Balo Eshkol writes in his Sefer that the din that Yerusha to have a Tainus Lifnei Melachrayim of Chanukah and Purim is only a Tainus Shel Avelis. But that person wants to fast a Tainus from Mechilas Avonis. Or a tainus of Yortzai, that's a tainus of Avelus also, but a tainus of Simcha would be Mutter. So what says a tainus of Simcha? So he says tainus Esther is a tainus of Simcha. Why do you say Simcha? You're fasting. So you're fasting. So you may as well say Simcha. No, we didn't say any kinnis. Lichus is okay. Say Simcha. What is the tainus all about? Just like Mordechai Esther and all the Jews fasted then and their prayers were answered and they said slichas then. So we say slichas now, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should save us just like he saved them. Just like it worked in the days of Mordechai Esther, the tainus worked, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should pull the same stunt today and give us a Yeshua and a Gula today. So that's what the Yeshkel and other Rishonim also say, that the tainus Esther is not a tainus Shel Avelis, it's a tainus Shel Simcha, and therefore there's no Easter in fasting on Erev Purim. The Easter in fasting on Erev Purim is only a Tainus Shel Avelis. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought,
that the yisur against taking a haircut and against shaving and against going to the movies, if it's, it's not an R-rated movie, it's a kosher movie, of course. The yisur against entertaining movies shouldn't apply to Taina Sester. It only applies when you have a Taina Sester, to Taina Shel Aveinus, but a Taina Shel Simcha, it wouldn't apply. Taina Shel Tshuva is a Taina Shel Aveinus. The person is... A Taina Shel Tshuva is one form of Taina Shel Aveinus. The person is in Aveinus over his sins. He feels bad that he did sins and he wants to wants to come down. But Taina Sester is not... But it's not a morbid tainus. It's not like the other tainism that we did sins and we were punished and we're still suffering the punishment. We did sins in the Baruch Shalom, this and top prayers then, and it worked. So just like it worked then, we were excited about this historical event that the tefillah worked then, so we were excited that the Baruch Shalom should help us today, that it should work again today. But still, the whole thing, both times is true. That's what he says.
So even if the transgressorism doesn't have the elements of availability, it has no tshuva to impose some restrictions on how you put the calories off in that
day. That's what the Rav thought, not necessarily. He thought that there shouldn't be any use to have entertainment. You shouldn't do more, shouldn't do a bear? Try to do children. No, he doesn't. No, the Mishnah Berurah is just over here. And Hilchos Tisha B'av, it's in Tav Kuf Nun, Tav Kuf Nun. The Bir Halacha quotes the Achronim who have this chumrah that perhaps the person, no, it's a different Mishnah Berurah. Perhaps the person should be machmir on all of the tanaisim. Here it is. Mishnah Berurah in the Tav Kuf Nun Aleph quotes the Achronim. Perhaps the person should be machmir on Asar B'Tavis and some Gedalia, not to take a haircut, not to do Dvarim Shel Simcha, not to go to the movies and so on. That's what he quotes in the Bir Halacha from Achronim Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. That's why I said she thought that that wouldn't apply to Taina Sester because it's a Taina Shel Simcha. Similarly, there may be another difference between Taina Sester and the other Tanaisim in the following. The Mishnah in the end of Yuma says that there is a din of chinuch on Yom HaKippurim. The Ketanim, even before Bar Mitzvah, for a year or two before Bar Mitzvah, they have to fast all day long, midin chinuch, and then for a year or two before that, if they're healthy enough, they have to fast part of the day. Mitam chinuch, mistanim l'shoch. What about on Shuvas HaBetamuz, it's on Gedalia, Sar HaBetavis, or Tisha B'Av? So the Mishnah Berurah in Tav Kuf Nun quotes from the Achronim that there's no chinuch at all. People made up their own minhagim that three times before, a year and a half before, whatever. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's wrong. There's absolutely no chinuch whatsoever on the other Tanaisim. So the shaila is why not? Why is there only chinuch for Yom Kippur and there's no chinuch for the other Tanaisim? Is it because there's no chinuch for Dinim Deraisa? There's no chinuch for Dinim Derabbanan? It's not true. The Gemara has in Gittin that there's even chinuch for minhagim. That the apotropos of the Yisraelim have to spend their money in order to buy them talis and tefillin before their bar mitzvah, when they're of age, to wear talis and tefillin, and to get a sukkah, and even to get hoshanis, to clap hoshanis on Hashanah Rabbah, which is only a minig. The Gemara says it's not a Yisrael Nevin, it's a minig Nevin. And still the Gemara says he buys hoshanis for them. So you see that there is chinuch, and there's never a question like that. There's chinuch for dinam derais, for dinam derabbanan, for minhagim as well, and if it costs money, so it costs money. So why shouldn't there be chinuch on the Shartan Eitz, and on Tisha B'Av, and some Gedalim and so on? So the Achronim have different interpretations on this. The Shach Asariya writes in the Sefer Dvura Sari on Tainis that the reason why there's no chinuch for fasting for children on Shivas HaBetamuz and Asar HaBetavis and so on is because we pass that there's no chinuch for Avelus. Let's say a man dies and he leaves a child who's before Bar Mitzvah. So the din is that even though the child is a week or two before Bar Mitzvah, the Mikra Adin, there's no chinuch. You don't tell the kid that he has to sit Shiva. Kriya he has to rip. There is chinuch on Kriya. That's a different din. If it's a cotton shaloi higil achinoch, then the Gemara says mikar on the cotton it's neagmas nefesh. But he ripped a little child, so the kid is only 3 years old, so he doesn't have to sit shiv at all. He doesn't understand the chalal what's going on, so he ripped his brother also a little bit. You don't rip the whole tefah. If the kid is higil achinoch, he understands that his father died, and he understands what it means to rip kriya and is able to rip kriya, then you have to have him rip kriya bali the whole tefah. There's a din of chinoch on kriya. But on avelus it says there's no din of chinoch on avelus at all. That if the kid is in the mood, so you should tell him to go to a cheder and he should learn. He should go to school, he shouldn't waste time. the machloek is hagoyim, and that's how we pass in the Yeridah. There's no chinuch on avelus. So the Shagisai writes in the Sefer on Tainus that because there's no chinuch on avelus, that's why there's no chinuch for fasting on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, and there's no chinuch on Tisha B'Av fasting. There's no chinuch on all these dinim of the 9 days and the 3 weeks for children, that's swimming and so on, because these are all in yonim of avelus. Yom Kippur is not a din of avelus. Yom Kippur is derech avelus. There's no din of avelus on Yom Kippur. But this is the tam. If one should accept this reason that the Shagatai gives, why there's no chinuch for tanim and shatan esim, this would not apply to Tainus Esther. We're talking about that Tainus Esther would be mochomer in this sense. The tanim before bar mitzvah should have a din of chinuch. That a year or two before they should fast the whole day, and a year or two before that they should try to fast the mitzvah l'shem, because this is a tainus shal simcha as opposed to a tainus shal avim. Similarly, there's another distinction. Yeah. All the chamish inuim, not on Tainus Esther and the others, right? Shivasa the Tammuz and some Gedalia would have the same din as Tisha B'Av, right? That's how Rav Soloveitchik said that throughout all the generations, he understands that the many Gedolim used to fast whenever there were persecutions in their community. He used to fast on all the Tanaisim like on Tisha B'Av, based on that Ramban. Ramban says this is the Ramban's tradition in Teres Ha'Adam, quoted by the Magen Avraham and quoted by the Bir Havron on Hilchos Tainus, that whenever these Tanaisim are Madiri Kabbalah, in other words, when there's no Beis HaMikdash and you have religious persecution against the Jews, then you have to fast Leila Kiyomah with all the Chomish Shinuyim. And the only reason why we make up today that we don't fast Balaila and why we don't observe all the Chomish Shinuyim is because it's only Ratzon Mitzanim, Ratzon Mitzanim, it's only a minute, Pasha Yiru Alayi Chayva. But whenever it's Mikra Adin, then you have the full Chomer Adin of a real time.
Is that the
kind of
the people who are under the persecution,
or
just being in that
moment? In a person visits Russia? Because he is in the Mishtatef with him. I don't know. Interesting. There may perhaps be another difference over here as well between Tainus Esther as opposed to Shaar Tainus Esther. There is a Gemara an Erev in Daf Mem, where the Gemara says that whenever Tisha B'Av is in Nitka and you happen to have a private yontif on that day, the Gemara says there was one Tana whose family had a yontif that used to bring the korban eitzim on that day. And the day a person brings the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's a korban of a behem or a korban of an oiv or a korban eitzim, just to donate a lot of logs for the mizbeah, they had different days of the year. The Mishnah lists off that different families would donate korban eitzim. Mishnah is in time. So the day that anybody comes to bring, or a family comes to bring a korban, so the Rambam writes that it's a yontif mid rabbanim. They have to observe the din of yontif, and they're not supposed to fast. So the Gemara says that this Tana, Blazer Rav Tzadik, I think, says that his korban eitzim day was Yudov. Every year they used to bring, on Yudov, he used to bring the korban eitzim. So whenever Tisha B'Av would be on Shabbos, and everybody else would be fasting on Yudov, that's the problem. How do they still celebrate after the Chum? They weren't donating anyone. That's one of the problems that the Achranim talk about. That's a major problem. A lot of Achranim talk about it. Some Sosha, many others talk about that. So the Gemara says that that when Tisha B'Av would fall out on a Shabbos and everybody else would be fasting on a Siri B'Av, so he would only fast the first half of the day till after Chatzos. For his aninu v'loi hishlam nuhu, we fasted but we didn't fast till the end of the day. That means they weren't mashma fast till after Chatzos. Because he says Yontav Shalana Hoya, because that was the day on which we brought the korban eitzim, so we had a head to tea. So on Shulchan Aruch, the tour, there was a sign that quotes from the Rav Yavis, from one of the Rishonim, from one of the Baal Yateses, that if you have a bris milah on Tisha B'Av Shenitcha, one of the other Tanaisim Shenitcha, you say the same, that it's a Yontav Shalanu, and you don't fast. And then the Achranim say the same if a chosin gets married before. If the chosin gets married right before Tzom Gedalia, so he gets married on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then it turns out that Tzom Gedalia is going to be a Nitcha. Well, before Asar B'Tavis, and then it turns out Asar B'Tavis never knew. Shavuot B'Tamuz can be a Nitcha, let's say. So he gets married before Shavuot B'Tamuz, and then it's a Nitcha. So then the Chasen also has a din. The Shivas in Amishna, the Chasen and the Kala have a din like Yontif Shalano Hoya. All 7 days have a din like Yontif, the Gemara says in Subis and Dav Dalam. So the Paskim say that a Chasen Kala can eat when you have a Tainus that's a Nitcha. What about on Tainus Esther? So the Ramah seems to say the same thing. The Pashtus in the Ramah in Hilchos Purim is that whenever Tainus Esther is Bizmano, then you don't have a Kula.
you wouldn't have this kula that the Bali Habris are permitted to. The Bali Habris are the mother, the father, the moel, and the sandik. There are four Bali Habris. Central Hanukkah, there are three Bali Habris for getting an aliyah, because they never give women aliyah. But Mikra Adin, there are four Bali Habris, the mother, the father, mother's also a Bali Habris. As far as eating is concerned, in the Mishnah Berurah, both the Chayyotim, that the mother is also Bala Habris. The mother, the father, the Moel, and the son. As far as Aliyahs are concerned, there are only three Bala Habris, the father, the Sandik, and the Moel. So the Bala Habris, the Ramah writes, if Chayna says it is not on the right day, he's fasting on the wrong day, the Hainu, that Purim falls out on Sunday, and Chayna says it should have been on Shabbos, and you're not fasting on Shabbos, you're fasting before, fasting on Thursday, so then if you have a bris, then you're allowed to eat. Because the Ramah is mashma davka in such a funny case. When Purim is on Sunday and the Tainus is you're fasting on the wrong day. But what if Purim is on normal? Purim is on Thursday and Tainus is on Wednesday. There's a bris today, so from the Ramah would appear that the Balei bris have to fast, like any other Tainus, when it's not a nitche. When you observe the Tainus on the right day, here it's not a nitche, here it's a mugdam. Whenever you observe the Tainus on the right day, so that you don't have any heter of Yom Shalom Ahoy. That's the simple reading of the Ramah. So later, many later Paschim say that it's not so. Rabbi Vad Yosef has a tshuva and his little sefer, what is it called? Yichavados, the end of Chelik Beis, where he quotes all of the Achronim. It doesn't give any explanation. He just quotes all some Rishonim and many Achronim say that it's not so. And that's what many people follow, like Rabbi Vad Yosef says. Because there are so many Achronim who say like that. Yeah. So there were Rishonim and other Achronim. There are other Achronim. Not sure. He's not the only one of them. They say against the mashmos of the Ramah, that on any kind of sester, if you have a bris on any kind of sester, even if it's not a mugdam, the din is that you don't have to be mashmos, you just fast the half a day, and then you eat after chatzos. Manish tana, why should tana sester be different from the other tanaisim? So the answer perhaps is along the lines that we explained, that the nature of the tanis is completely different from the tanaisim of Asura Batavis and Shalasa Batamis and from Gedalia and Tisha B'Av. Why? From the fact that it's sometimes a mukdam. The Gemara says the other Tanaisim, you never are magdim. Whenever the other Tanaisim fall on a Shabbos, you fast later. Well, why? So the Gemara says, the fast is an inyan of Avelis, so what do you have to be magdim the Avelis a day earlier? So you can't fast on that day, so you fast a day later. So why do we fast earlier on Tainus Esther? So the answer must be, like the Eshkol says, like the other Rishonim say, that it's a Tainus Shal Simcha, it's not a Tainus Shal Avelis. It's not called Agdumi for Anusa. The Taina Shal Simcha. Others give other reasons why, because it says V'lo Yavo. But the Pashtus is that the answer is because it's not a Quran, it's not a Taina Shal Avelis, it's a Taina Shal Simcha. So what is the Bir Hadin? How do you explain this Halacha Gufa? That when you have a bris on Tisha B'Av, so you're not permitted to eat. When you have a bris on a Tisha B'Av Shenitche, then you are allowed to eat. Manashtana Tisha B'Av from a Tisha B'Av Shenitche. Why on Tisha B'Av Gufa it's more Chomer? And if it's only a Nitche, then it's less Chomer. What's the Hezber Adover? So the Rav explained, based on the Maharam Lublin, the Magen Avon quoted Shuvah from the Maharam Lublin, that somebody asked him that this chilek, that the post can say in Halach, is against the Gemara. The Gemara says beferish that not only is a mutter to eat, if it's Yom Tov Shalonu, not only is a mutter to eat on a nitche, it's mutter to eat on Tisha B'Av Gufa. So beferish the Gemara against what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So Maharam Lublin says, and it's Shuvah, he writes, Magen Avon quoted, that if you look in the Gemara in Erev and Dachmen, you'll see that that's only the Havamin in the Gemara, but when you get to the Maskana, it's not so. So really, if you look in the Gemara never backed out from that point. The Gemara has a Havamin in the Maskana about a different issue. The Gemara has a Shaila. The Gemara has a Shaila. What do you do when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday? Are you Misana or Mashlim? Or do you say, no, you're Misana v'eino Mashlim? What's the Shaila? We have a principle. We have two dinim which are not contradictory, but you have to be careful on both. You're not permitted to have a big party on a Friday because it will take away from the Kvod Shabbos. So the Gemara says in Gittin that there were families in Yerushalayim used to be kaveya big parties on Friday. They were punished because it's a bizayin to Shabbos to have a big suda on Friday. Shabbos, if you have a bris, if you have a pigyon ben, are you allowed to have a fleshig meal? That's if you go on an airline. So usually if you order a kosher meal, so they're going to give you a fleshig meal for lunch. So the right thing is that you're not allowed to eat it. Right? So a lot of places they eat fleishiks on Friday afternoon. It's connected at din. So the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to eat fleishiks on Friday. Except if you have a bris, then it's a machlokes. Morgan Avon quotes machlokes from the Shalom. Whether me'ikar adin, are you yotzei sudas bris mila with fleishiks only, or are you allowed to have milchiks? If you hold that you're not yotzei the sudas mitzvah with milchiks, you have to have fleishiks. So you mechuyif to have fleishiks. So then when you have a bris on Friday, so you're allowed to have fleishiks.
But if you hold that it's only a hidur, but mikra din yotze the sudas bris milah, even without flesh, then when it turns out that the bris is on Friday, then the proper thing is bedavka to have a milchik bris. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shabbat. Apparently not. They're talking about making the suda on Friday morning. So the Shabbat says there that yayin yizich have to have. If you don't have wine by the sudas bris milah, you're certainly not yotze. Like a sheva brachas also, you have to have dafki yayin. Whether you need basar or not, there's a machlokes. You have to drink part of the wine. Everybody has to drink a little bit of wine. Whoever doesn't drink is not yet. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Erev Shabbos quotes it. When he has these dinim that you're not allowed to have fleishik on Friday, not allowed to have basar v'yayin, you're not allowed to have a big party. You have to have only milchiks. It's a bizoyan to Shabbos to be kaveh a big suda on Friday, a suda hashuv on Friday. So it says it's not proper to have fleishik on Friday. Even in the morning, even for breakfast, unless it's Purim, so you have to have sudas Purim. The Rambam says you have to have both of the yayin, or if you have a bris milah, so then it's a machlokes whether meikar adin you have to have fleishik or not. No. Constitutes a design on Shabbos because there's no contrast between Shabbos and the Imos Tafol. You want to have a very big contrast that on Friday I ate shvach and on Shabbos I ate rich meals, I ate lavish meals. Yeah, that's the Machlokes Tafol. The Meikar Adin, the bris has to be fleishing. It can be yotze with a milchik bris. Wine yizich have to have. If you don't have wine yizich, not yotze by the bris meals. And basar is a Machlokes, whether you need basar or not. That's what the Magen Avraham calls the Machlokes. Because the bris milah suit is supposed to be a suit of shal simcha. The Gemara says, "Ain simcha le b'yayin, ain simcha le b'basar." It's a shayla. How do you read the Gemara himself? What about his man Azeh? But he still says that ain simcha le b'basar. Maybe it's only his man Anigdash when he brought shlamim. But his man Azeh, when he's not brought shlamim, that's the machlekes. 2 days in Achrenim, where you have to have that. We show them also the shayla. Yeah, same shayla. Yayin, you certainly have to have every day of Chalamoid Sukkis. And Basa would be a Machlokes, whether you Yotze Sudas Chalamoid Sukkis if you don't have. Yeah. Chalamoid Sukkis, there's a Chiyav Simcha every day. Chiyav Simcha means to have a little bit of Yayin and possibly a little bit of Basa. And some possible hold you're not even Yotze with chicken, it has to be Dafke Flesh. Well, that's a Machlokes. If you Yotze the first Daf in Yeridea, those are learning Yeridea, no, I'm Daf Aleph Amid Aleph. Machlokes there, the Yad Avraham and the Yad Ephraim on the bottom of the page. Are you Yotze Simchas Yontif if you have chicken, or you Dafke Yotze if you have flesh? On Shabbos is no Chiyuv Simcha, it's only Kibbutz V'Yoneg. On Shabbos is Zichah Yotze with chicken, you don't have to have flesh. But on Yontif, where there's not only a din of Kibbutz V'Yoneg, there's a din of Simcha. So there is a Machlokes Achronim on the first daf in Yeridei, whether you Yotze with chicken or not. 2 days? So by wedding, those who hold that a wedding, the Maram Shik has the shal, whether a wedding has to be Dafke Fleishik meal, or can you have a milchik meal? If the hashgach is not too good, why do you have a milchik meal? better to have treifa cholav akum than to have treifa chicken or whatever. Unless it's tuna fish. Tuna fish is worse. We were once sitting at a wedding, so one of the rabbis from the yeshiva down the hall didn't want to eat chicken, so he said he asked the waiter to please give him some fish. So Rabbi Tendler was sitting there, so he says to him, Rabbi White, don't you know if it's treifa fish you get 4 times malchus? If it's treifa chicken, if it's mevele, you only get 1 malchus. Not necessarily. The Tashtis is Chalamet Pesach is not the same as Chalamet Sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah only says by Sukkah that there's a Chiyuv Simcha each and every day. That's how the Rav assume. That from the fact that you say Halal every day of Sukkah, so you don't say Halal Shalom every day of Pesach, is an indication that a Chalamet Sukkah is each and every day there's a Chiyuv Simcha, and Pesach there's one Chiyuv Simcha for the whole. The whole 7 days. It's not right. It's not right to have basa v'yayin on Erev Shabbos. Unless the mocha mitzvah. So let's say if it's Purim, you have to have a suda Purim, so yeah. And if it's a bris, then the yayin you have to have, and the basa is a machlekes. What do you have to have? If you have to have basa to the yotze, the suda's bris milah, then it's mutter to have it. You're not choosing on your own to have it. It didn't require that you have to have. But if you don't have to have dafke basa, then it's not proper to have. So on Erev Shabbos Bechlal, there are two considerations. On the one hand, you're not allowed to have big lavish meals, but on the other hand, so let's say the guy wants to fast the whole day, so the Gemara says that's also not right. That he comes in Friday night or Yontif night to fast, let's say, at Tonis on Erev Shabbos or Yontif is also not right, because he's going to be nichmuch on the Shabbos of Yontif, that he's in a state of starvation. So the Gemara says both, you have to keep in mind both considerations, not really contradictory, The two, you have to make some kind of a balancing between. You're not allowed to fast on Erev Shabbos, but you're not allowed to eat too fancy a suda. So the Gemara has a machloikis tanoim in Erev and Daf Mem on the base. What's the din when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday? Do you say that you fast the whole day? Was Tisha B'Av, and you ignore the consideration of Kadesh L'Ikonis L'Shabbos Kishu Hamuna? Or do you say no, that because of that consideration you're permitted to eat after Chatzos? So the Gemara says the Machlokes HaTanan, Rabbi Akiva used to eat. When Tisha B'Av fell on Friday, Rabbi Akiva told his Talmidim he used to eat and his Talmidim would eat. Another Tanaim would not eat. And that's the Maskanas HaGemara, Misanu Mashlim. Whenever a Tanis falls out, let's say Bayos, what falls out on Friday? So the Tanis falls out, so the Tanis, you have to fast, still say Satuchah. Misanu Mashlim. So the Gemara in that Sugya has the following Raya. The Gemara wants to say that if this Rabbi Lezer B'Rab Tzadik had a Yontif Shalonu because of the Karban Eitzim on Yudav, so the day before should also be also B'Tainas. Kadesh Lo, shouldn't be allowed to fast the whole day. Kadesh Lo Yikonis L'Yontif Kishuhu Me'una. Not only is he not allowed to fast on Yudav, I should say not allowed to fast the whole day on Tisha B'Av, Kadesh Lo Yikonis L'Yontif Shalo Kishuhu Me'una. If you say that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, you're obligated to break your fast on Friday afternoon, Kadesh Lo Yikonis L'Shabbos Kishuhu Me'una. So every year by him, Tisha B'Av fell out on Erev Yontif. For this guy, for Rav Lezer B'Rab Tzadik. Because for his family, for the members of his family, Yudav was always a Yontif Shalonu. So why does he say that whenever Tisha B'Av was in Nitche, then Nisanina V'Lo Hishlam Nuhu, because Yontif Shalonu Hayah, he should say that every year on Tisha B'Av he never fasted a whole day. Every Tisha B'Av he used to eat in the afternoon, Kadesh Lo Yikonis L'Yontif Shalonu, Kishuhu Me'una. That's the Gemara's tash. So the Gemara says there's no tushta. So just because there's a din that you're allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av when it's Erev Shabbos, Kadesh Lo Yikonis L'Shabbos, Kishuhu Me'una, it doesn't apply if it's a private Yontif Shalom. It's not a Yontif of Gans Klal Yisrael. Just his family has a Yontif on the day of the Karban Eitzim. So you don't have a din that you're not allowed to fast on an Erev Yontif Shalom. On a private, let's say, you're going to have a Bris Milah on Thursday. So you're not allowed to fast on Wednesday because it's an Erev Yontif Shalom. It's going to be a Yontif Shalom. The din doesn't apply then. It's only if it's a real Shabbos or a real Yontif that's for Gans Klal Yisrael. Yeah, a chasen yochiach, that a chasen fasts the day before, and then he has a yontif shalom. So that's what the Gemara says. That this halacha doesn't apply. The halacha of the hisaninu v'loi hishlamnu, we happen not to pass like the whole din. We pass misano mashlim when the Tanis falls out on Friday. But even if you would accept Rabbi Akiva's shita that the misano v'eno mashlim kadesh lo yikonis l'shabbos kishul mune, it doesn't apply to a private yontif, only to a public yontif of public Shabbos or a public yontif to Gans Klal Yisrael. So the Yestam Aram Lublin, how can you distinguish between a Tisha B'Av Shenitcha as opposed to Tisha B'Av Gufa? The Gemara is Beferish, not Mechalik. If there's a Chilik, so what does the Gemara say? The Gemara asked Akasha, how did Rabbi Lazar B'Rab Tzadik ever fast on any Tisha B'Av? Every Tisha B'Av is an heir of Yontif Shalonu. And I should say, Misana Ve'na Mashkum, Kadesh Lo Yikonis Li Yontif Shalonu, Kishuhu Me'una. So Chaklot Kasha. The Aloha that Yontif Shalonu you're allowed to eat is only when it's a Tisha B'Av Shenitcha. But when the Tisha B'Av is Bizmana, then you don't have any head to eat. So what's the Gemara's cash in the first place? That's what they asked the Maharam Lublin. So the Maharam writes in the Tshuva that these two are totally Zebizim. If you hold that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, you're allowed to eat. Kadesh Lo Yikonis L'Shabbos Kishul Me'una, then you even have a head to eat on a Yontif Shalonu if you have a bris on Tisha B'Av Gufa. But if you hold like the Psak HaLocha, like the Maskanas HaGemara, that whenever Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, whenever Sarabatavis falls out on Friday, you have to be Misano Mashlim, then the Fiha Maskone, then the Poskim are right, and whenever a bris falls out on Tisha B'Av Gufin, then there's no Heter Achila. It's only if the Tisha B'Av, only if the bris falls out, and a Tisha B'Av that's in it. The Yestam Aram Lublin, how can the Shulchan Aruch distinguish between a Tisha B'Av Shenitcha as opposed to Tisha B'Av Bizmanoi? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara said the Ferish that there's no difference. So the Maram Lublin answered that the Ad Gemara only goes on the assumption that you hold like Rebbe Akiva, that whenever Tisha B'Av falls on our Friday, then you're not Mashlim. So in other words, you have a Kula, so you make Lin Hilchos Tisha B'Av, then you have another Kula, then whenever a bris falls on Tisha B'Av, even if it's not a Nitcha, then you're allowed to eat. But since we don't accept Rebbe Akiva's Kula number one, we're Machmer, that Misano Mashlim when Tisha B'Av falls on our Friday, so in the middle we have another Chumrah, that whenever the Tisha B'Av is not a Nitcha, then you have a bris on it, so there's no hetter. So the question is, Mayin Shmita Etzel Hasina? What does one hetter got to do with the other? Just because Rabbi Akiva holds from one kula, he holds from another kula. Just because we reject Rabbi Akiva's kula number one, so why should we reject kula number two? What's the connection? The Magen Avraham quotes it from the Maharam Lublin, and he doesn't give any explanation. So Rav Soloveitchik explained what he probably meant. But it means the following. What kind of a din is this that Rav Lezer Rav Tzadok says? That when you have a Korban Eitz, when you have a Yontav Shalonu on a Tishbav Shanitcha, you're allowed to eat. What is the Geder Adin? So the Gemara is tilfuling there in Erev and Afnem on a base, so you can interpret it in one of two ways. The Yisayda Hetzah. One could say either that it's a Makam Mitzvah. The Makam Mitzvah, you're allowed to eat. Yontav Shalonu, whenever you bring a Korban Eitz in, so it's a Yontav Shalonu, so it's a Mitzvah Teet. Whenever you have a Mitzvah Teet, so that's Matir, the Din of Tonis. So then the Gemara says, if that's the Pshat, so who are the Nami on every Erev Shabbos there's a mitzvah to eat, Kidei Shalei Kanes Lo Shabbos Kishuhu Meunah. So then you're allowed to eat on when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, we would allow you to eat on Tisha B'Av before Shabbos, Kidei Shalei Kanes Lo Shabbos Kishuhu Meunah. The Maka Mitzvah. Who are the Nami if you have a bris meal on Tisha B'Av Gufer? You would also say, Yom Tov Shalom, it's a mitzvah to eat. Whenever there's a mitzvah to eat, so you have a heter achim. So that's if he say the one pshat in Ablozer ben Rav Tzadok. Yontav Shalonu Hayim means the Makam Mitzvah, all of the dinim of Taneisim don't apply. But the Gemara Lamaskana says that it's not true. That whenever you have Tisha B'Av or Asor B'Tavis on an Erev Shabbos, the Pesach is Masan Umashman. So you see that Afilu B'Makam Mitzvah, Hamino Chachamim Divrayim. You have to fast Tisha B'Av and Asor B'Tavis and some Gedalia and so on. Afilu B'Makam Mitzvah. So if even B'Makam Mitzvah, Hamino Divrayim. So why do you have a heter to eat if it's a Tisha B'Av Shenitchen, it's a Yontav Shalonu? So what's the Yisayda heter? Zog, even though it's Yontav Shalonu, but Makam Mitzvah you still have to fast at the end. So it must be with a new Mahalach. The new Mahalach probably will have to be. Yontav Shalonu Ahayim means that I give the day a label, I label the day as a Yom Tov. That's the Lashon HaGemar. It doesn't say anything, Shemitzvah Sachila Olai. He says Yontav Shalonu Ahayim. So if you have Tisha B'Av Gufa, if you have a Asara B'Tavis Gufa, the actual Yom Evel, so you cannot superimpose a Shem Yom Tov on top of the day that has a Shem Yom Evel over it. It's a Tartar disaster. How can I label that day as your Yom Tov Shalonu if the day is labeled as a Yom Evel for everybody else, including you? But if it's a Tisha B'Av Shenitche, or if it's a Taina Shenitche, so what does that mean? That really yesterday was Tisha B'Av. Today is the day on which I fulfill the Kiyum Atonis. So today doesn't have any label at all as a Yom Evel. Yesterday was the Yom Evel. That's what a Nitche means. Nitche means that the Yom, the Mechayiv was yesterday, and the Kiyum is today. Mechayiv means that yesterday was the Yom Evil, but I wasn't permitted to be Mekayim the Chiyuv of fasting. So Nitche means that I'm Mekayim today, the Chiyuv from yesterday. So today then does not have a Shem Yom Evil. If Tisha B'Av Shenitche does not have a Shem Yom Evil, then I'm not superimposing a Shem Yom Tov on a Shem Yom Evil. I'm putting a Shem Yom Tov on a blank day. So once I give it a Shem Yom Tov, then I say, well, I'm not allowed to be Mekayim the Kiyum Tonis from yesterday today. That's the Pshat and Ablezer B'Rav Tzadok. This is Rav Soloveitchik interpreted the Maharam Lublin's tshuva. That if it's a Tisha B'Av Shenitche only, Lefi Maskanas HaGemara, if it's a Tisha B'Av Shenitche only, means that Yudav does not have a Shem Yom Evel on it at all. It's a blank there. Yesterday was the Yom Evel. Then I say that today is a Yontav Shalonu Hoya, if you have a Bris Milah, if it's a Chosn. So I say, well, it's a Yontav Shalonu, the day is labeled as a Yom Tov, and on a Yom Tov you're not allowed to fast. But if it weren't a Nitche, then it couldn't be labeled as a Yom Tov, because it has already a Shem Yom Evel. So once you say like that, so that's the pshat in the Maharam Lublin. Once you come to the Maskanas HaGemar that we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's sheet, that whenever Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, you're allowed to eat because Kidei Shlo Yikanes Lo Shabbos Kishuhu Meunah. Why don't we accept Rabbi Akiva? Because we hold that Afilu B'Makam Mitzvah, you still have to fast. Hamina Divrayim. Hamina Chacham Divrayim Afilu B'Makam Mitzvah. So then what's the head to eat if it's a Tisha B'Av Shenitche? It's a different Mahalach that I label in the day as a Yom Tov. So that can only work on a Nitche, but on Tisha B'Av Gufa, it cannot work. So if you interpret like that, if that's the Pshat, then we understand very well that Rishonim and Achronim will say that this whole Mahalach doesn't apply to Tainus Esther. Because Tainus Esther, as the Rishonim say, is not a Tainus Shel Avelus, it's a Tainus Shel Simcha. So there's no problem in labeling Tainus Esther as a Yom Tov Shalonim. It's a Yom, if it were a Yom Evil, so I should say that a Yom Evil and a Yom Simcha are tied to the Sasa. How can you label it as a Yom Tov Shalonu if it was already labeled on the calendar before you got married, before your wife had the baby? It's already printed on the calendar already. It says that it's a Yom Evil. So how can you superimpose just because your wife had a baby 8 days ago, just because you got married just a few days ago, going to label it as a Yom Tov? You can't label it as a Yom Tov if it's already labeled as a Yom Evil. But on Tainus Esther, it's a Tainus Shel Simcha, so I can label it as a Yom Tov. So I can't. Normally, I say Purim is a Yom Tov.
today, because I'm a chassan, because my wife had a baby and I'm having a bris today, so today is labeled as a yontif for me. There's no tate de sasri. It's a taina shel simcha, and it can be I can superimpose a shame yontif today. So once I give a shame yontif, then I say it's also a hisan. So that perhaps is the biur, and why the mitzvah and a group of achronim say against the mashmoah saramoah. But even more time he says there is not a nitche, you still have that kula. Still have the kula that if you have a yontif shalom, namely you have a milo, you have a chosin, that they don't fast. Balabat Yosef doesn't say that Mahal. He just says Balabatish, that it says in Shulchan Aruch that Tainus Esther is Kal. That we're Mekal on Tainus Esther. That anybody called the Einayim we're Mekal, and any Chol of the Mikzos we're Mekal. You don't have to be Dafke, a Chol of Shem Mishakon. So since we're Mekal, so we're Mokim Mitzvah, we're Mokim Bris Mila, we're Mokim Chosin, so we're Mekal as well. But perhaps one can give a different explanation for this. The Mishnah in the beginning of Megillah points out that although all of these mitzvahs are supposed to be fulfilled on Purim, namely Mikra Megillah, Mishlach Monas, Matonas Lavyenim, Kudach Purim, and Adolo Yada, nevertheless, you have some people who fulfill these mitzvahs on different days. Who's that? That's the Bnei HaKfarim, that they have a kula, they're Magdinim Liyan Aknis. Pashtu Pashtu is that it's a kula. They don't want to use the kula, so they're permitted to be Yetzirah. The Pashtu Sachrenim say like that. I said, Rashi Rechik said also, the Pashto says that if they choose not to use their kula, if they choose to hear the kula, they want to be machmar alatim, to hear the mikra megillah dafkam purim, is tovalein brocha, zabarigut. But if they choose to be misapik maim amozam to the achem shebikrachim, uba yoros and purim, and they find it a pain in the neck to go listen to kriyas the megillah on the same day that they have to travel back and forth and do business, so we'll make all for them that they're allowed to be eitz kriyas the megillah on the earlier day. On the Yom HaKnis, on the Monday or the Thursday before Purim. Then the Gemara says that Bizman HaZeh doesn't apply, and different Biurim and the Rishonim, what Bizman HaZeh means. Bizman HaZeh means after the Churban HaBayis, or Bizman HaZeh means way after the Churban HaBayis, different Shittas and Rishonim. What kind of a din is that? That means that for them Purim is celebrated on Monday or Thursday before? No, that's not true. That's not Purim. Purim is not celebrated Monday or Thursday before. That's a kula for Mikra Megillah. Really, Purim is Purim. Purim is still on Yud Dalet. They're going to give a lot of stuff. So the Gemara says that Matanis Lavyanim you fulfill at the same on the same occasion that you fulfill Mikra Megillah. So for these people, the Bnei HaKfarim, they have the kula to be Magdim, the Yom HaKniso, so they should do Matanis Lavyanim on the day on which they had Mikra Megillah. But the other mitzvahs, namely the Suda, that should be done on the Suda should be done on Purim. What about Mishloach Manos? So the Pashto is also Mishloach Manos is a chelik of the Suda. That's what the Bach and Achronim say. The Magen Avraham calls the Rav Vaz like that. They're not Mishloach Manos is not really a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah is like this: when you have your Sudas Purim, you should have somebody else participate in the Sudas Purim with you. So if I invite somebody, he eats in my home, and I normally don't eat with that fellow, and only because we're covered Purim, he comes and he eats by me. So then the Bach points out a Rashi and Megillah. That were both Yotzi Mishloach Manos. Not only am I Yotzi because I gave him the two manos, I gave him the soup and I gave him the chicken and I gave him the whatever, the dessert, the meat, okay, and the wine, but he's also Yotzi Mishloach Manos. The Bach points out a Rashi like that because the Gemara says there were two Amoran who are very poor and they couldn't afford to give Mishloach Manos extra, something additional. So the Gemara says there are Machalpi Sudasayu Ahadobi. So Rashi translates the words of the Gemara as follows, that one year I invite you to my home, and the next year you invite me to your home. So in the first Shemeskan Rashi, if I invite you to my home this year, says Nicha, you understand how I'm Yoytze Mishloach Manos. How are you Yoytze Mishloach Manos? I gave you food, you didn't give me anything. And if next year you invite me back to your home, so I understand how you're Yoytze Mishloach Manos, because you gave me a meal. How am I Yoytze Mishloach Manos? By eating by you? So the Bach says, no, the Pshat in Rashi is like this. When you invite a Noireach to eat by you, not I invite my wife and my seven children, they always eat by me. That's not, they're not guests. If I invite someone who normally doesn't eat by me, and they come and they eat by me, so I'm having a Sudas Purim with people who normally don't eat by me. So then, that's the whole idea of Shalach Manos. To have somebody else, Mishtatif, in your Sudas Purim, who normally would not be there.
to be marbe reis, to have ava v'yafa v'reis. So once I'm marbe reis, then both of us are yoytze, because he's eating with me, he normally doesn't, so I'm eating with him and I normally don't. So then we're both yoytze. It's not Allah have to be makne food to the other guy. But if he doesn't come to eat with me the sudas food, and I send him in a bag, I send him in a box, a matana, so then Allah says, it's considered as if, let's say, one of the kids misses a birthday party because they have the mumps or something. So usually what they do is that they give the kid a little baggie with the cookies and place whatever nash they serve, a little potato chips or something, that they should be mishtate from the birthday party. Even though they miss it, they should be mishtate. So the ikir mishtatvus in the birthday party is to be there and to dance and sing and eat and participate mamish b'poil mamish. And if you can't make it, then they send you something. So the Bach says that's the pshat by shalach manis. The ikir shalach manis says if you come and eat with me at my suda, then we're both yotze. If you ate with somebody whom you normally don't eat with, and I ate with somebody whom I normally don't eat with, it doesn't matter that I'm giving you the food you're not giving me. That's what malav l'amorit. If you don't come to eat with me and I send you a package of food to your home, then the most he can say is that you are participating in my suda, but you can't say that I'm participating in the suda with you. I sent you the package and you're eating at home. So then the way we do shalach manis is that we send it to the other guy, then only the sender is yotzei and the recipient is not yotzei. But if he doesn't do it like that, if he comes and eats mamish by his tish, then he says in Rashi Shita that they're both yotzei.
How does that come under the definition of shalach manis?
The Bach says that that's Rashi Shita, that is the definition of shalach manis. Shalach manis means that they should participate in the, you should have people participating in the Surah's Purim together who normally don't eat together in order to be marbe reyus.
So according to the Bach, it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm getting to your house next year, right?
Right, you know, right. Just that they weren't so wealthy. The one guy couldn't afford to be the sport every year to invite the other, his chavrus over. So they had to alternate. So one year I invited you, and the next year you invited
me.
No,
what I'm saying, there's nothing to do with the fact that because I'm inviting you this
right.
year.
Unrelated, no. No, the point is, whenever one person eats by someone else, so then the both parties are yet. The Chiddush and Rashi
Shish. Why do you have to remind yourself most to have two different foods?
Because, why do you have to have two different foods? That's why the Maharil, right, the Ramor, and Derek Moshe quotes from the Maharil that you only yoyt to Shalach Manis if you give food. Why do you have to give food? Because Shalach Manis is a chelik of the mitzvah Suda Sayyot. And the Suda has to be, but Shnei Tavshilas. The Gemara says, on Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat by the Suda Matzah because you're not permitted to have Shnei Tavshilas. On Pesach night, the Suda has to have Shnei Tavshilas. Why do you have to have Shnei Tavshilas on Erev Tisha B'Av? I'm not allowed to have Shnei Tavshilas. Shnei Tavshilas means it's a Suda Chashuvah. When you have a Suda Chashuvah, so you have more than one course. A poor guy can't afford anything, so he just eats one course. Rich people can afford more, so they have more than one. They might have two courses. Richer people can have 10 courses. When you have two courses, that's already called the Suda Chashuvah. So on Purim, we want that it should be a Suda Chashuvah. So you're not yet to Shalach Manis, unless, means you're not yet to Suda Purim, unless you have two courses. Then you should give him two courses. Yeah, according to this Bach, the way the Bach is learning Pshat and Rashi, it means that people who normally would not eat with you, not your immediate family, and now you eat together.
So according to this Bach, I should send Basil Yain also. So if the Chisur is Basil Yain, so I should send him Basil Yain also for Shalmi Shalmi Shalmi.
Okay, yeah. That's how the Yishalmi says. That's how the Gemara says that he sent Basil Yain.
It's an expensive proposition, right?
That's what he's supposed to say. The Macharim say that you're not yotze with nashira. You give peanuts and you give nash. You got to give courses of a meal, real food.
But wine is
it doesn't have to be. I can give him two courses of the meal, and then someone else will give him the wine. Let him get his own wine. I'm not going to give him the whole thing. You couldn't send Shalach Manis.
Shalach Manis, you send Shalach Manis. Not yet, you send the people. You always eat with anyone.
Okay.
Not yet, not yet.
I mean, you eat in the cafeteria with a group of people. Okay, could be. Could be. Yeah. That's Shalach Manis. This is why the Magen Avraham quotes in the name of the Radvaz. What happens when you have Mikra Megillah on one day and Suras Purim on a different day? So on which day do you fulfill Mishloach Manos? The Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz. When you have Suras Purim on one day and Mikra Megillah on a different day, Lamashal, the Radvaz lives the Radvaz discusses Shushan Purim. So when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, let's say, so there's a whole machlokas apostim, whether you have
Suras Purim on Shabbos. So the Radva says, whenever you have Suras Purim, if you have it on Shabbos, or you have it whenever you're supposed to have the Suras Purim, whatever you're going to paskin there, so at that time, that day is when you give the Mishloach Manos. Because Mishloach Manos is not really an independent mitzvah, it's just a chelik in the mitzvah of Suras Purim, that you should give somebody else a chelik of your Suras Purim as well. It's different from Matanos Lev Yoinim. Matanos Lev Yoinim is a din of Tzokah. That's a din of Simchas Yontif. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Yontif, that's a din on every Yontif. The din of Yontif always says, the Samach Ta'ato, the Halev, the Agera, Yasam Mano Shebisharecho, that ain't Simcha. The greatest Simcha Lefnei HaMakom is to be Mahane, the unfortunate, the poor people who don't have anything. That's the greatest form of Simcha. Not that I should eat and drink and be merry. I should make happy the people who are unfortunate. So that's a din on every Yontif like that. That's in fact why we have the institution of Yisker on every Yontif. So the Prima Godim says that we always recite Yisker on the day on which we read the Kriyas HaTorah of Matnas Yad. And it says in the Torah, Ish kemat nisyad de kibirkas Hashem lakech l'shem asam lach, that you should give tzedakah on Yomim Tovim. So the practice is to make an appeal on every Yontif for tzedakah, not to Yishiv, it's make an appeal for tzedakah for Aniyim, because of this Rambam, that the greatest form of Simcha on a Yontif is to give the poor people, that's supposed to be in Chumash. Samach ta'ata ba'alei v'agel yosam ono she b'sharecho. So the minig developed that since the people are giving tzedakah anyway, so they may as well say yisker and say that the schus there that we're giving tzedakah should be farechent as a schus for the neshama of the niftah. Today people say yisker, they don't give any pledges. So you're not yet to the whole meaning of yisker. You say yisker, you don't give a pledge, so the whole thing is ridiculous. Well, you're just saying yisker to think of the dead people. There's no availus, you're not permitted to have a dovish al tzar. Okay, yisker is supposed to be an initial simcha. The simcha being giving the tzedakah. And agav, derech agav, that you're giving the tzedakah, that you're pledging to give the tzedakah, it's also an inyan of simcha, that you give the tzedakah, to pledge to give the tzedakah. Agav, the fact that you're pledging to give the tzedakah, so you say that this tzedakah should be farechent as a schus for the neshamas of these people. So that's what the Gemara seems to say, that these two mitzvahs are really unrelated. Matanos Lev Yoinim, Mishloach Manos are really different. Sometimes you fulfill them on different days. The Matanos Lev Yoinim is always connected, the Gemara says, with the Kriyas HaMegillah. Name shall name the source, the Mikra Megillah. And the Mishloach Manos is always connected with the Suras Purim. In fact, it's a chelik of the Suda. One of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael has a funny sefer. He writes in a sefer Achidus that just like you're not permitted to eat before you lay in the Megillah, you're not permitted to eat before you take the lulav, you're not permitted to eat before you do a mitzvah, before you give a shofar. Once the Achidus, you're not permitted to eat the Suras Purim before you give Mishloach Manos. Achidus. So the Chorav, one could perhaps kind of, if anything, just the reverse. Maybe you can say you're not Yotze Mishloach Manos if you didn't eat yet, because the whole idea of Mishloach Manos is that I'm a shot of you and my Sudas. If we're all eating together, it's tov. That's the best Mishloach Manos, the way the Bach describes it in the Rashi. And if not eating together, that means that after we had the birthday party, then I send you a bag to your home. So it means that you are considered as if you're participating in my Sudas Purim by representation, by the fact that I sent the Suda to your home. So you're considered as if you're participating in my suda, but that's only if I had a suda. If you don't have a suda yet, so if anything, maybe you can dig yourself and say just the reverse, that you're not yetzer the Mishloach Manos if you didn't have the suda yet. That's what the Magen Avraham calls from the Radva, that the Mishloach Manos is a chelik of the suda. Similarly, the Rambam writes that Ad Lo Yada is not an independent mitzvah. Ad Lo Yada is simply also a prat within the mitzvah of Suras Purim, that the suda has to consist of basa v'yayin. And how much yayin, a lot of yayin, and how much is a lot? You have to have so much. How much is so much? So the Ramor says la loch at the end of Hilchos Purim. Doesn't mean he should become stone drunk. It just means that he should drink so much that he should, more than usual, and he should become very tired, and he should go take a nap. And when he's going to be sleeping, then for sure he won't know between Baruch Mordechai and Nor Hamach. That's the lashon of the Rambam, that Ad Lo Yada is a chelik of the Suda. That's how the Brisker Rav pointed out, Ravavala, that one is not yotze if he drinks on Purim night, or he's not yotze if he drinks in the daytime, only b'shas ha-Suda. If he drinks lo b'shas ha-Suda, he's not yotze. And some Rishonim say also that the insistence is dafka on yayin, even though the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara just says chayvinish l'v'sumei. So Rashi and the Rokeach and a group of other Rishonim insist dafka on yayin, because the whole union is to have simchas Purim. Basu v'yayin, you're not yotze with schnapps, or beer, or other things, dafka with yayin. No, so you bench, then you take your nap. No, the nap is not the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah is to drink the yoyse mikasi hergelo. How much is yoyse? What's the share yoyse? 2 drops more.
have to drink yeritza all week long. I drink wine all year long. I drink wine to the extent that I don't get drowsy, I don't get tired. I told him I should drink so much extra that I should get tired to the extent that I should want to take a nap later. So it's not that the mitzvah is to take a nap. One of the Siddish is from there right now, the mitzvah is to take a nap. And what's the meaning of sleeping on Purim? Because it says in the Gemara, Kiblu v'kiblu, that Hode Kiblu b'me'ach HaShveres, that there was a second Kabbalah HaTorah. First Kabbalah HaTorah was at Maimon HaSinai, and second Kabbalah HaTorah was in the days of Matzah Yesterday. At Maimon HaSinai, the Medrash says that the Jews were sleeping, and the Baruch Shalom had to wake them up. So how could they be sleeping? They were counting Sfiras Hayim, and the Medrash says they were counting in such great anticipation, 49 days till the 15th day, till HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Maimon HaSinai. Then they fell asleep. So the answer is no. The Chassidish Islam, they explained no. They wanted to have the Ruach HaKodesh should be shown on them in their sleep, like Shai Nevi'im outside of Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to the Nevu'ah in their sleep. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who had Nevu'ah behapkitz for lo b'chalom. The other Nevi'im, the Rambam writes a distinction between all the distinctions between Moshe Rabbeinu and Shai Nevi'im. So one of them was that the Shai Nevi'im always had Nevu'ah in their sleep. So the Bnei Yisrael at the time of Maamon HaSinai, the Bnei Yisrael at the time of Maamon HaSinai thought that they're going to be zeichet to Kabbalah HaTorah b'chalom. So the Baruch Shalom said, no, not this time, next time. This time is going to be behokitz. This time you have to be awake. The Baruch Shalom spoke to you when you were awake, not in your sleep. But the next time, by the Kabbalah HaTorah, the Pamashniya, by Purim, so that's the Kpeda of the Ramah to sleep. According to that, the Kpeda is to sleep on Purim. But the Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah says you should drink Yesin Nikisi HaGelo. You should have the Suda finish Balayla, and then you bench, and then you take a nap later. You take a nap on Shushan Purim, not on Purim. So the Pashtus is not like the Siddish Shavuot. The Pashtus is that the sleeping is just the shear and drinking Yerisim Mikasi Hargelo. In the midst of Yerisim with the drinking, not with the sleeping.
Aren't there rules on some of all that the methods of young that have to be enough to be able to buy food?
Yeah. I don't think so. The Gemara says Matan. I think the Gemara says Mufurish Matanus Lavyanim. You have to fulfill on the day on which you fulfill Kriyas HaMegillah. If you have the Suda is on one day and the Kriyas HaMegillah is on a different day, and the Gemara says that Matanus Lavyanim goes together with the Megillah, and the Achranim say that the Shalach Manas goes together with the Suda. Are they state the same? The Gemara uses a lesson. A name Shalani Musuus Lemikra Megillah. That the Aniyim know when they read the Megillah, then they get the money. Therefore, the Takana was that you should. It's a little strange. The Aniyim know because of the Takana. So the Takana should establish what it is. That's what the Gemara said. The Takana was that you should give the Matanas Lavyanim on the day on which you read the Megillah.
If you don't go to sleep, just you drink enough for that, you want to see.
That it should make you drowsy. Yeah, the guy should drink extra. That it should make him drowsy.
And then afterwards, if you push yourself, you
can
stay up.
Stomach up. Yeah, that's just the sheer to know how much is considered extra that you have to drink. Like that. But I think the Rishonim all say one. The Rishonim would discuss it all say one.
Doesn't it just have to be extra than you drink more than you drink than you drink? Nowadays nobody drinks.
It has to be extra to the extent that it makes you tired, it makes you drowsy. That's what the Rambam says. Are you staying, Rambam? Exactly what is a Muk of Chaim and Mimoyse Yeshua Ben Nun is a Machlekes in the Rishonim. Yeah. The Gemara, that's his kasha, it's a good kasha. That's the Gemara Bava Metzia says that the Matanas Lavyanim is not allowed to be used for buying shoes or other things. That's called Oivat Das Balabais Nikra Gazan. It's a whole sugi in Bava Metzia that the Aniyim are supposed to use the money to buy Suda's spoon. It's a different thing. But that's the purpose of giving the Matanas Lavyanim. But it's not a chelik of the mitzvah Suda. That is the Shia perhaps. Yeah. But we give it, we don't have that in mind. Today, let's say, we give our telephone, we don't have in mind Dafka that they should use it for the Suda's point. That's only if you had that in mind, then he's not allowed to be Mishana for some other purpose. Then he's, we don't have that in mind. We give him a shoes to use for whatever he wants.
You see, in the
mind,
the reason we
do Mishana
for
the Suda's
point is because then you see that there's no spirit that there's a
It's just a problem that you can make them feel bad and you feel bad.
Could be. Could be. That's the shine of that soul, that is taka, the purpose. When the Gemara says that the practice was Bizmana Gemara, that they used to give the Mois Purim for the purpose of buying a suda. And the Oni is not allowed to buy shoes with it. That's Sugim Bob Mitzi. And if you buy shoes, then it's a whole ASIC of Oifal Daz Baal Bais Nikra Gazwan. So does the Gemara mean to say that was their practice? Bizmana Gemara, that was the meaning, that they used to give the money, having in mind that you're going to use the money for the suda. But that's not the real ikara halacha. That's not necessarily the definition of the mitzvah matanas lavyon. Should I say no? That is the definition of the mitzvah. Matanas lavyon means you give him so much money, you should be able to buy a suda. So that's the pilpul that the achrenim have. How much money do you have to give? So some rishonim say you answer with a pruta, pruta rishara pruta. Those who say you have to give so much that you should be able to buy a suda with it, so they seem to hold that gemara b'mitzi is really ikara din. That is the definition of the mitzvah matanas lavyon.
That's
not some Achrenim learn. Another Rishonim saying that. Rishonim say that you yotze with a prut. I think the Ritva says like that. Turi Evin says like that. The answer with the pruta, so it's clearly not sufficient to buy a suda with a pruta. I'll be pashed.
I understand,
so the Adler Rebbe said it's not a mitzvah of
sleeping
or getting
sleep.
It's only what? The mitzvah of drinking wine, like Rebbe
mentioned,
often.
How much
time
do you
lose extra until
you might
feel
sleepier? That's how the Ramah passes. Okay.
Yeah?
So
it's not a mitzvah to reach a state of mind of
Adler. Exactly, what is the definition of a mukav chayim and milos yishul ben nun is a machloikis in Rishonim. The Rana Megillah has a machloikis that runs as follows. There is a din that ayorath ha-mukav chayim and milos yishul ben nun have a special status. We learned in Brochus in the beginning of the first perek that mitzaroi ma-mishtal chameihem. Whereas in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, a person whose mitzaroi is permitted to be, but in ayorath ha-mukav chayim and milos yishul ben nun, they have a higher level of kedushas ha-oretz, so you're not permitted to, a mitzaroi is not allowed to be there. So when we say that the Yoreth HaMakov Chom Moshe Shul Menun Leina Megillah on Tezvav, is that does the definition of the Yoreth HaMakov Chom mean that they have this special Kedusha? They have this special status of Mukav Chom Moshe Shul Menun? Or does it have nothing to do with that? Moshe, what would the din be if you have a Mukav Chom on Chutzal Oret? Would it have the din of Mukav Chom or not? So that's the machlekes that they run towards from the Rishayim. Hai Shushan is the Chutzal Oret and Shushan Purim. So the Gemara says that Shushan is an exception to the rule, because Shushan is not a Mukav Chom Moshe Shul Ben Nun. Only a Mukav Chom would be May Mordechai V'Esther. So Shushan is a different story, and it doesn't prove anything one way or the other. But the Shaila is, what about other cities other than Shushan, which are in Chutzal Oretz? So do they have the status of Mukav Chom of Agabi Vizdin of Purim or not? So that's the Machlokes HaRishayim. Tosfos in Ksuvos Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis has a Chiddush that if you have a Mukav Chayim and Miryas Hushul Ben Nun, where the majority of the population has shifted and now they're Nochrim instead of being Jews, so it loses its status of a Mukav Chayim. So what is the source of this? The Tosfos has a Chiddush like that. What is the source of that? So the Achronim point out that it's a Yerushalmi, which the Vilna Gaon happens to quote here in Hilchos Purim. That if you had a Mukav Chayim and Miryas Hushul Ben Nun, and the population of the city shifted and the majority of the population is now non-Jews, so then you no longer read the Megillah on Shushan Purim, you read the Megillah on Yud Dalet Adar. So the Pashtus and that Yerushalmi implies that it's like Tosfos learned in Ksuvos. They seem to be learning this, they didn't make it up on their own. They had to be a super genius to figure such a thing out on their own, that if the population shifted and it's Ruba Yakim that it doesn't have a din of Book of Chaim and Mehecha Tosfos, there's no source at all. So it must be that Tosfos is relying on his Yerushalmi. So they hold that the Yerushalmi is saying that the din of Book of Chaim depends on Kedushas HaYoros HaMakav HaSchaim. So it means that it shouldn't apply to Chutzal Oretz. That's a chiddush nip. That it's really totally zebizeh with the din of kedushas hayoros hamakav chayim for shiluach mitzrayim. This is done as the pashtus in the Gemara in the first parak in Megillah, where the Gemara says that we have a pasuk that says that in order to have kedushas hayoros hamakav chayim and moshe shul benun, you have to have hukaf on the besef yashav. First, he built a wall, and then the people moved in. But if the people moved into the city before they built the wall, Yoshav al-Bisav Hukaf, it doesn't have a din of Mukav Chayim al-Agabi Mitzoroyim, and it doesn't have a din of Mukav Chayim al-Agabi Kriyas HaMegillah.
So Tosfos points out, you see from the Gemara that it's totally different there. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara. That's the Pashtus. The Bemis, you have three Gemaras, says this. You have the Gemara Lagabi Yoshev Lebesel Fuka. Then you have the Rishalmi Lagabi Ruba Yakum. Then you have the Rishonim say that it doesn't apply to Chutzlar. But the problem is that you have a Gemara Fakir. That's what Tosfos says. And they don't really give a satisfactory answer. Tosfos says, the Gemara says regarding Tzeveria, that it's considered a mukaf chaymen and noisir shul benon, even though it's not mukaf all around. It's only mukaf migimel ruchais, and the fourth ruch is you have the yam there. So the Gemara says that yam chaymosam, that the yam protects the city, so it's considered a mukaf chaymen the gabi the din of kriyas hamegila, even though it's not called a mukaf chaymen the gabi the din of mitzray. So you see, Mefuri said it's a different halacha, that it's not totally zebizet. Not only shusham is different. All ayorot hamikavus chaim are absolutely unrelated to the din of the kedushas ayorot hamikavus chaim. Are you allowed? Well, if you have a mitzvah who is declared as a tamei by mitzvah, there's a din that calls man a kohen does declare him as tamei his Torah. One who was declared as man as tamei by a kohen would not be permitted to enter Yerushalayim because it's a machlokes rishon. Whether you say kitchulasi love or like kitchulasi love. If you have low kitchen lassi lover, then they will be permitted to enter. If you have kitchen lassi lover, they will not be permitted to enter. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That's how the Rajbo says in the beginning of Brachas on that Dalit. That whether when the Torah is permitted to enter Yerushalayim is manazah or not depends on kitchen lassi lover or not. What's your Rabbeinu Chaim?
Any
Mukav Chaim. Right? Any Mukav Chaim for that matter. So this is Bamis Tosis' problem. What's the story with Mekafis Chaim? Does it depend on Kedushas Ayoras HaMekafis Chaim Lagabi Mitzray? Or is it an unrelated din? So you have on the one direction you have three rayas, on the other direction you have one raya. But the Mamash Astira Gluya. So Tosis gives some kind of an answer and it's very, very unclear what they're answering.
The
Gemara is Mechadish that since Yam Achaim Asa, the Yam protects the city, they can't be attacked by enemies from the Yam because the enemies can't stand there. So therefore, it's called a mukaf chaim or lagabi the din of kriyas hamegila. Even though it's not a mukaf chaim or lagabi the din of shiluach mitzrayim, shiluach mitzrayim, you have to have a real chaim. Yeah, you have to have a real chaim. But lagabi purim, yam chaim is enough. Means if it has a full defense. That's a good question. It probably means the following: that there is a shaila. Rab Chaim points out there is a shaila rishon. What's the nature of kedushas ayoras hamukaf is chaim? Is it a higher level of Kedusha Soros or is it a lower level of Kedusha Samigdash? So I'll be Pashtus if you should assume that it's a higher level of Kedusha Soros, and Kedusha Soros has to do with the Jewish population when the Jews live there. So then we can say that a Nir HaMakefes Chaim will only get this higher level of Kedusha Soros if the majority of the population of the city are Yisraelim. So then I call it a Jewish city. Tel Aviv, here Yehudit, no? Sasson? But low here Yehudit. If Tel Aviv would not be a Jewish city, then it wouldn't be a mukaf chayim. Yeah, L'mashal Rashi says like that in Yuma, b'negeir to mezuzus. The Gemara says, Yimuchuyif to put... Never heard that song? Mefiyah the Gederis used to sing in English. Tel Aviv, here you did, Shekola Yisrael. When they were starting Tel Aviv, they used to sing. My days, when they founded Tel Aviv, so they used to sing that song. So Rashi in Yuma has this chiddush also in the first parak in Yuma. And after base, Rashi says there is a din that shari ayoras hamukhiv in mezuzah. Not only do you have to put a mezuzah on your door, you have to put a mezuzah if you have a wall around the city, you have to put a mezuzah in the shar hachaymah. So Rashi says that that's only provided that the majority population of the city is Jewish. Then it's called a Jewish city and it's called a Jewish habitation, so you need a mezuzah. But if the majority of the city are goyim, then I say it's a goyish city, so it's not chayv in mezuzah. Similar to that Rashi, that you don the city by the majority of the population, whether to label it as a Jewish city or non-Jewish city, this Yerushalmi that Tosfos must be alluding to holds the same is true regarding Kedushas Ayoras HaMekafes Chaim, that it only gets this higher level of Kedushas Ha'orit, that it's elevated to the status of Ayoras HaMekafes Chaim, only if it's Ruba Yisro. If it's Ruba Nachum, then it loses that din.
Lose the
Kedusha? It's only just plain right. That's what the Yerushalmi said. Birag Ruch, what's the Yerushalmi? Tosfos gives an answer, but it's very unclear what the answer is. Mamash Astira Gluya. Ashvera Astira. There is a major machloikis in Shulchan Aruch that comes up every year regarding Aveilus on Purim. Machab and Ramah. Chabah says that on Purim
one does observe Avelus, even though it's a Yom Simcha, because it's not a Yom Tevderais. And the Ramah says, no, that we don't observe Avelus neither on Yud Dalet nor on Tezvah, because both days are really Yom Tev. It's just that the mitzvahs we fulfill on Yud Dalet and they fulfill the mitzvahs on Tezvah, but both days are Yom Tev for both of us. And the Chochmas Sodom says, not so, the Chochmas Sodom's son died on Purim. He has a whole Maseves Moshe that he dedicated to the memory of his son Moshe, who was a Tam Chochm, who died on Purim. And I think the Sefer Zichr Teres Moshe was also dedicated to his son, that's why he named it Moshe. So he writes in the Maseves Moshe that he made a hachro, a compromise between the Mechab and the Ramah, that only on Yud Dalet is no Avelus and on Tezvav there is no Avelus. I mean, there's no Avelus. It doesn't mean that the Purim cancels that Avelus. Means that you observe like Shabbos, that Zvam Shabbat Sinah Noeg and Zvam Shabbat Fahasiyah Natma. That's how the Ramah.
Is it Chiv Suda? No,
but Chiv Suda? Yeah, Chiv Suda for sure, yeah. Chiv Suda, Shlach Manas also, yeah. You give Shlach Manas too. You're not allowed to give him Shlach Manas, because you have a grace to give other people. Because to give a Matanah to another is a violation of Shela Shalom. People violate it all the time. People come to the base office and they give a box of chocolate, so they bring a gift that's not allowed. That's a violation of Shela Shalom. To bring food that the Avelim need to eat, that's a mitzvah. If they can't cook for themselves, or there are people bothering them all day long in the middle of Shiva, that's a big milah chesed to give them food. But to give them other things, just to give them chocolate.
Flowers and
yeah, but to give them flowers and other things, that's an Isra of Shela Shalom. That's a Shulchan Aruch. So to give Shalach Manas to an Avel is not allowed, because I have a bear to give to someone who's not an Avel. But the Avel has no bear. He has to give Shalach Manas. He has to give. No, you just give to the Yotze. Sure. Also, it's an Isra Shela Shalom for him also, but he has no breiries. Shela Shalom Amakam Mitzvah is Mukh. So these are the three different opinions. The Maccabi says that you observe full Avelus both days Purim, so the Ovel has to get someone to read the Megillah for him at home, like Achoyle or Zokin has to get someone to read the Megillah. He's also Lotzos Mesezer Beisa. He has to get people to come to his home. That Maccabi holds there is. The Ramah holds that on both days there's no Avelus to Fahesia, so he's allowed to go to Shul even on Tezvot. And the Chochmas Sodom has this compromise. He says on Yud Dalet he's allowed to go to shul, and on Tezvav not. The Shad is, what about on Yud Dalet that he's allowed to go to shul? Is that only on Yom Yud Dalet? What about Leil Yud Dalet? Maybe the Din Simcha is only by Yom and not by Leil. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, a chilek, that the Mitzvah Simcha is only by Yom and not by Leil. So the Kriyas on the Megillah by Leil, he has to stay home, and somebody has to come to his home to read the Megillah. And only by Yom, that's the Yom Simcha. And others disagree. That's a big Avel is a big problem. Big machlekes, what do you do? The kids said there are four different sheets. You just gave four sheets. Whether it's both days yes or both days no, or only Yud Dalet Bayom no, or Yud Dalet Bayom Baymalayla no. And if it's no, whatever is no means that you observe Avel is like on Shabbos. That you don't have the mirrors covered, you take off the covers and the mirrors, you don't sit on the floor, and you don't wear the kriya, and you don't wear the sneakers. Whatever would be conspicuous, you don't do. Whatever won't be conspicuous, that you should observe, that the Avelim should observe. So from Shabbat Sinai, it would be Noeg
Am Purim. So according to Mishnah Berurah, if you have like a law,
yeah,
there would be Avelus Shidala Balayla and Tzvav Balayla, but there wouldn't be Avelus Bayom.
Again.
There would be no...
The Ramah holds that what? That Yudala and Tzvav, both days... There's no
Avelus. According to Mishnah Berurah saying, making sure that Yom and Laila, Tzvav Laila, Tzvav Laila,
yeah. Yeah.
So then, of course, Laila Tzvav also, according to that.
Chara, that only makes sense if you say it's only on you say like the Chachmas Sodom that it's only on Yud Dalet, then you can chisel off part of Yud Dalet also. They're saying both Yud Dalet and Tezvav, even though nothing is Noeg on Tezvav by us. So then Chara, Leil Yud Dalet should also be the same as Yom Tezvav. Chara, it should be like that. The Gemara says that there's a takana that you have to recite Al Anisim in davening, both on Chanukah and on Purim. The Gemara says, however, in the Brisa, that if a person forgot and he left that Al Anisim, he doesn't have to daven over again. But in Birchas HaMazon, the Gemara doesn't discuss it at all. So that's a machlekes in Mogen Avraham. If a person benches on Purim and he left that Al Anisim, there's a machlekes whether he's yoytze the benching or not. Maybe he has to bench over again and mention Al Anisim. But the Mogen Avraham understands that the machlekes depends on the issue as to whether you have to have pasta now, that you yoytze to this point without having bread. If you yoytze without bread, then Al Anisim is not the equivalent. Just like whenever you didn't have to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. And if you're not yoytze to this point without pas, then Al Anisim would be the equivalent. Rav Shulchan thinks that it's not a good kaliyus, it's not correct. That he thinks that for sure you have to have pas. You're not yet to any Suda Smith without pas. Let's say I go to a Shalom Zot. I go to a Sheva Brach. I go to a wedding and I don't want to wash because I want to leave early. So Rav Shulchan says you're not yet to the Mitzvah Suda. you want to yotze through the snitzers, you have tots. And he thinks, nevertheless, it's a machlekes whether Allah nisim is likuv or not. The poskim, many poskim say that it's a mistake what it says in the Siddur. Allah nisim should say vi Allah nisim with a vav, because it's really a hemshach both in Birchas HaMazon and in the Shmoneh Esrei, that it's a hemshach from Moedim and Achmalocha. Moedim Locha, we thank you for this, for that, and for the other things. So you really should say vi Allah nisim, not Allah nisim. There's a din I mention every year, and somehow people don't know. The Mishnah Berurah has a din in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah that he doesn't repeat here, that before you touch a Megillah, you have to wash until it's divine with a cup. Because there is an Issa, generally speaking, there is an Issa to touch the cloth of an Adim Ksuvim with your bare hand. And in a Sefer Torah, when Machma, even if you wash your hands in advance, when Machma against the opinion of the Martcha, the Machma is the Martcha and Tosis. With respect to Shana, the Adim Ksuvim with Mekel, based on its sex sake, a fear of Hashish. But if you wash your hands in advance, then it's Mutan. So everybody should be careful, the Mishnah Berurah says, those who have a real Megillah should be careful to wash their hands in advance. The Magen Avraham has an opinion in which the Mishnah Berurah says we don't talk in life. That if more than one Balkur read the Megillah, you're not yet. You have to have the whole Megillah from the beginning to the end has to be read by one Balkur. So the Chatzchila, the proper thing is that you should be medakvik for that, you should be makvik about that, to have one Balkur read from the beginning to the end. But the Yevet, we pass in that one would be yet. Let's say you have a minion for Balei Tshuva or something, a minion to be mekarev of young kids, and you want to be mechazik them and shmiris ha-mitzvah, so you divided in Mikra Megillah among different people. But then it's a svara lahakal, because for chinuch purposes, for Mikra Adin, we pass in against the Magen Avraham that you are yotze if many Balei Kriya lame. But if you have a real consideration that outweighs it, so many chatos. But otherwise, the proper thing is not to divide the Megillah into many people. In fact, Achrenim even say, Shara Ephraim writes that even by Kriyas HaTorah on a regular Shabbos, you should be makbid not to divide the seven aliyahs. More than one Balkur, you should have one Balkur laying everything. Bezmana Gemara, they didn't have like that. Everybody laying his own aliyah. But Bezmana says that we have one Balkur, so the proper practice is, he says, that you have one Balkur throughout, for the whole Kriyas HaTorah. Unless you can't get, unless it's too hot, so then you divide it up. Okay, Minchas at 1:15. I wish everybody a Fedechim Tur. There's a Poli Agudah convocation this Sunday. Flatbush, whoever is interested, is invited. Yeah.